With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A traffic stop in Windsor has resulted in a suspected drug haul of about $120,000. Two officers stopped the vehicle Thursday and seized 16 grams of cocaine. Members of the Digs unit then raided a home and uncovered more cocaine, plus crack and opioids. About $7,500 in Canadian and U.S. cash were also seized. A man and a woman now face numerous charges. Chatham Kent says 9 buildings in downtown Wheatley will be torn down over the next 2 months. The buildings along Erie Street North and Talbot Road East were deemed unsuitable for development within the evacuation zone of a 2021 gas explosion. The addresses slated for demolition are listed at WindsorNewsToday.ca. The OPP says it is aware of an interaction caught on video between an officer and a protester near Thursday's Honda announcement in Alliston. The video catches the officer telling a protester Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's motorcade route and agreeing with the protester's position on Ottawa's so-called catch-and-release policies. In a tweet, the OPP says the interaction is under review. You'll see a change in the way the OPP handles communications after hours. 20 detachments in the West Region so far have switched from a handset phone to a new touchscreen e-phone on the premises. The function of the e-phone is the same, connecting you to the provincial dispatch center, but it saves dispatchers time collecting information since they'll already know where you are. A local grief support space has received an Ontario Trillium grant. Julianne's House Charity has opened the Nick Dyer Clubhouse in Windsor. Executive Director Laura Kay says it feels amazing to have their own space to welcoming families.
People that are going through a grief journey often don't know where to turn. You know, maybe they're not mentally ill, so it's hard to look for programming that's suitable for that grief. And it's really that peer-to-peer companion and connection that we help fill.
The $148,000 Trillium grant helped complete the project. The best of local tourism is on display this weekend at Devonshire Mall. Tweppy is having its 10th annual Staycation Expo and is unveiling its annual visitor's guide. Over 50 area attractions have booths Friday and Saturday in the Hudson's Bay Court. The NFL draft continues Friday night in Detroit. Huge crowds are expected downtown again to watch the second and third rounds of the draft, which begin at 8 p.m. Detroit police reported no major issues with the crowds Thursday night. A record 275,000 people jammed campus marshes to watch round one. The Tigers were shut out at home by Kansas City 8-0 Friday afternoon. The Blue Jays host the Dodgers Friday night. The Schmaltz Cup semifinals continue Friday night at the Atlas Tube Center with Lakeshore facing New Hamburg. The Canadiens lead 1-0. In basketball, the Windsor Express are at West Virginia. Your Windsor weekend weather, periods of rain Friday night, windy and 12. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday and 25. Wind gusts up to 70 kilometers per hour are possible. Lingering clouds and 17 Saturday night. Scattered rain at 26 Sunday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.